9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Online, KFYO.com. Phone lines open to you, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your tweets. You can send in your Facebook messages, emails, chat at KFYO.com, and much more. The West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition, the leftist organization here in town. Of course, you have a city council meeting tonight, and you'll have members of this liberal group that will be speaking tonight. I'm not sure if they'll be wearing hashtag shirts that have their new slogan, Health Over Wealth, which directly comes from Organizing for America. The Barack Obama people, I think, came up with Health Over Wealth, the new hashtag activism. But they'll be speaking tonight. I know there are a few people who will be speaking out against a smoking ordinance as well. And as I wrote in today's morning brief, encourage people. This is, you know, this is about more than just having a place to go and smoke. This is about private property rights. This is about overreaching government. At some point, people have to stand up and say enough's enough. The Lubbock Avalanche Journal with the story. After weeks of the West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition asking the city council to implement an amendment to close so-called, that's what I call them, so-called loopholes in the city smoking ban, Councilwoman Latrell Anything But Joy is taking action. Though it may not be exactly what the organization wanted. Quote, every smoking ordinance in every city is a little bit different. Some are very comprehensive. It's like you can't smoke anywhere. Joy said, what I'd like to see is something that takes into consideration everybody's interest. And we have that. What do these people not understand? Listen to this sentence. What I'd like to see is something that takes into consideration everybody's interest. How do we not have that in this city? If you want to allow smoking in your business, you can allow it. You have to go through a permit process. If you want to allow smoking in your bar, you can allow it. If you don't want smoking anywhere in your bar, you don't have to allow it. How is that not what we have now? How does that not fit into her idea of taking into consideration everybody's interest? Number one, I guess if you want to be real technical about it, there is absolutely no law or ordinance that takes into consideration everything and everybody out there. Latrell, Anything But Joy, goes on to say, in order to do that, you're going to have to kind of tailor the one to what you think fits the city of Lubbock. The District 6 representative asked city attorney Chad Weaver to begin the process, but no actual ordinance has been written at this point. Well, we're looking at comprehensive ordinances as proposed by the coalition. We're looking at other Texas cities in regards to what ordinances they have passed or recently, or updated recently, or in the process of looking at the option of the ordinance for the city of Lubbock. The smoke-free West Texas crowd submitted a model ordinance to city leaders with the hopes of making all workplaces smoke-free, said President Matthew Harris. I don't know if that's his official title, twit. I don't know. I might have accidentally added that one in there. Quote, wherever, it's a hard, sometimes on this computer, it's a very hard time to read. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it kind of messes up every now and then. Wherever employees are subjected to secondhand smoke, he said, about the reach of the potential ban. Lubbock's current law prohibits smoking in public places, with few exceptions, including bars and cocktail lounges, retail tobacco stores, private clubs, sports grills, private residences, hotel motel rooms, outdoor dining areas, and bingo parlors. That See, we have an ordinance that works. But if the liberal Matthew Harris gets his way, then he'll close all these places. He'll ban smoking in all these places. And why do they do this? They say it's to look out for people, but it's really not. It is the arrogance of those on the left. It is the arrogance of those on the left who believe that adults cannot make their own decisions and that adults are too stupid, too ignorant to make their own decisions. That's what they believe. That's what the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition, at the end of the day, that's what they believe, is that you're just stupid and that you can't make an adult decision. We have a problem in this country where everyone's coddled a little too much, right? Everyone's a little too coddled. We want to make sure that everybody's happy, that no one's offended, everybody's comfortable, and we definitely want to make sure that nobody makes any bad decisions that we disagree with. We want to make sure of that. We don't want adults to make decisions for themselves. No. Liberals don't want that. Big government types like Matthew Harris and the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition, they don't want you to make an adult decision. You know, when you're an adult, you know, back in the day, you were allowed to make decisions and sometimes suffer the consequences. That's what freedom's all about, really. At the end of the day, it does come with consequences. If you're someone who hates being around smoke, the consequences of you deciding to go and get a job at a bar that allows smoking is that you're going to be around smoke. That's a consequence. Deal with it. If you don't like smoke and you don't want to be around it, go somewhere else. Go to a different bar. That's perfectly fine. The coalition's proposed law, if enacted by the council, would almost completely prohibit smoking in buildings accessible to the public with up to a $500 fine for violations. The majority of smoke-free cities in Texas have significantly smaller populations than Lubbock, but Abilene and Laredo are most comparable. Abilene ranked 100% smoke-free by the University of Houston's online ordinance database. But it leaves wiggle room for some businesses. The wording of the city of Laredo's ordinance is similar. Freestanding tobacco stores, private clubs, as well as 25% of hotel motel rooms are exempt from the otherwise comprehensive ban. Now, I've heard so many people who get this, and I've gotten a couple of emails from people who are like, Chad, you're only concerned about it because you smoke cigars. You know, I'll be honest with you. It is not common for me to go to a lot of bars and smoke cigars. I do on occasion. But most of the time when I smoke cigars, either do it at my house or at the fantastic Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. You know, that's where I mainly smoke cigars. To me, this isn't about cigarettes, because I can't stand cigarette smoke. I can't stand it. But to me, it's the freedom issue. It's the private property rights issue. You know, this city is looked at as this bastion of conservatism, right? You hear it all the time, especially from outsiders. They're coming in. You know, this conservative city, big conservative, red state, red part of the state. People who love Ted Cruz, people who love, you know, just big conservative values and ideals. If that's true, it's time for the people in this city to stand up. It's time for people in this city to say, we don't need more government. You know, if it was the state trying to impose this, and they've tried, people freak out. If it was Barack Obama instead of Matthew Harris, and trust me, they're a little alike here in this situation. If it was Barack Obama trying to oppose a smoke-free America, which would be tough for him because he's a smoker. But if he was trying to have a smoke-free America, people in this town would be flipping out. They'd be going nuts. But because it's this, you know, small group, West Texas Smoke-Free Coalition, who they say they care about the employees. Well, Matthew Harris throws on his suit and tie, gets in front of the cameras, tells people he's concerned about the employees. He's concerned about the children. He's concerned about people's health, health, not wealth. People go, eh, okay. Well, show your conservatism. You know, go down to City Hall. Call your council members. Tell them no. Because after this is done, they're just going to move on to the next thing. Whether that be plastic bags. Plastic bags are bad. Bad for the environment. Whether it be large Cokes. Whether it be where fast food places can pop up or not pop up. Why don't we limit where fast food places go? There's always something else. We've got to hit the break. When we come back, your phone calls here on the Chad Hastie Show. Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYM. Talking about the smoking ordinance that the city council, well, the city attorney is drafting. City council will probably take it up. If everything I'm hearing is correct, maybe the end of this month, early next month. Let's go to the phones. And Jay, you're on KFYO.
Good morning, Chad. You know, this is just another example of how we're too stupid to make our own decisions, or we're so deceived or taken in that we're not responsible for our own actions.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen it here over the last week. I've seen it on the national level. I've seen it on the state level. I've seen it on the local level. And it just really makes you sick, you know. There's a big national level, you know, oh, people can't be responsible for their own actions deal going, but that deal with Tony Stewart. You know, you have a young man that made a bad decision, got himself killed. You have people in this town that, you know, God forbid, they've made a decision. I want to have smoking in my building. I own it. You know, who would think that just because I owned a business that I could run it the way I wanted to? You know, and to me, it's just ridiculous. I don't smoke. I prefer not to be around smoke. But, hey, if it's your business and you work and you smoke and you say, hey, me and most of my employees smoke, we're going to smoke. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah. It's pretty, you know, Latrell Anything But Joy says that, you know, she wants to have an ordinance that is tailored to everyone's needs. I think we have that.
It's called freedom.
Yeah, but see, and here's, I can promise you tonight at City Hall, you'll have member, whether it's from the American Cancer Society or American Heart Association, I'm sorry, they're the ones who have been speaking. The American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, whoever gets up and speaks tonight from the West Texas Smoke Free Group, they will say, council, it is your job to protect the health of its citizens, and it's your job to watch out for our health.
No,
that's what
not.
They believe.
No, it's not. It's not their job. It's my job to watch out for my health. If I'm stupid enough to run out in the middle of the street and I get hit, that's my fault.
Yeah.
If I start smoking and I get lung cancer, that's my fault.
Yeah.
It's not anybody else's. And if we will start letting people grow up and be responsible for their own actions, you might see a change in what goes on in our world. You know, but Chad, they don't want to do that.
No.
Everybody has to be somebody else's keeper. And somebody, you know, we're so stupid, we don't know how to think for ourselves. And I'm so tired of that.
Well, it's unfortunate, and this is why I hope that people will make phone calls, people will stand up, because this is, it will not stop with just smoking. It will keep going, because you have this mindset is out there that's out there among liberals that they always know better than you.
I know.
David, good call. Appreciate it. By the way, Jay. Jay, has anyone ever told you you kind of sound like David Dewhurst, like when you make a phone call?
No.
Okay. Just a
please don't.
No,
I'll work on that.
A little bit. Thanks. Thanks, Jay.
I'll work on that.
Good one. Yeah, just a little bit. Just on some of the words and some of the ways he would speak. I'm like, do we have David Dewhurst on the line? Is this David Dewhurst? Hello. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. Jay's probably like, that's the worst news I've heard all day. How dare you? I call in, I'm agreeing with you. How dare you call me and say that I sound a little bit like David Dewhurst? Look, with this group, they're a bunch of leftists. And I heard over the weekend, it shows you how often I go to the movies, by the way. But I heard over the weekend from a listener in the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition said that confirmed this, but they've been running ads at movie theaters. You know, so my whole deal is where the hell are you getting the money from on this? Because that can't be cheap. With the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition, I believe they sent out a tweet saying that they've been running ads in the movie theaters for months now. You know, for maybe 6 months. They've been running ads in the movie theaters. And so this has been a long-term project for, you know, smoke-free Texas. And they go to, you know, city to city to city to city. And I know the city attorney and Latrell Anything But Joy said that we want to find a solution that's for Lubbock. Well, that's the same thing Matthew Harris said. I mean, she's using the exact same language. I don't know what Latrell Joy has to gain out of any of this. I really don't, because there's not a big push by the citizens of Lubbock for a smoke-free ordinance. It's one very small group. I mean, a very, very small group attempting to go over the heads of business owners. They had one bar owner who supported them. One. And he wouldn't even go smoke-free until this past weekend. How pathetic is that, Michael Klintzman? You know, he showed no leadership. Michael Klintzman, who owns, what is it, Bar PM and the local, showed no leadership whatsoever. He showed no belief whatsoever in his businesses. You know, he's behind the scenes working with the West Texas Smoke Free Coalition, and he doesn't have the guts to go smoke free until this past weekend. Even though he had promised his employees that he would deliver them clean air. Give me a break. What he wanted to do was make sure that everyone else would be affected, all the other business owners, so that way the playing field would be level. Because that's unfortunately what many Americans want now. They want everything to be equal, everything to be fair. They don't want people to get ahead. Health over wealth. You know, just about everything. Fairness over wealth. For Michael Klintzman. We'll be right back.